I'm at the Six Nations Wine Challenge, and I certainly didn't expect to be having Lamingtons today. However, I've had the most exceptional Lamingtons from Luscious, well, Kiki's Luscious Lamingtons and Cakes. Can you tell us a bit about your product?
They're addictive.
Yeah. So how long have you been...
Just over 2 years.
Yeah.
Yeah, in the Brookvale location, yeah.
And what makes them so exceptional? Because, I mean, you managed to match a Lamington with the South African Cabernet, and it was quite a laser-like match, and I was absolutely surprised how well it matched. But can you tell us what makes them so unique?
I think a majority of the time it's the use of good, fresh Australian produce, and a lot of my local... customers will often bring me things like the organic lemons that I've used with the Jasmine's Folly tonight, things like that. You know, I use Country Valley milk and, you know, a lot of local produce like Olsen salt and things like that.
Well, I can understand, listening to those producers you've got involved there, they're all exceptional products in their own basis and in your hands. No wonder this is coming out this way. Can you tell us where people can find your product?
Yes, I have a shop located at 16 Sydenham Road, Brookvale, or I do have a whole list of wholesale suppliers that are located around, which can be found on my Facebook page or on our website.
Tell us a bit about your story. How did it all start?
My 8-year-old niece actually came up with the idea. She said to me that she loved cupcakes, but once you lick the icing off, that's kind of it. And that was her idea to do the different flavoured Lamingtons.
Do you find that, do you do the local markets as well?
No, I don't do that.
Okay.
I used to, but I don't have enough time.
Okay, fair enough. Can you tell us about your range of Lamingtons?
I think at last count I have done about 136, 137 different flavours.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay, can you just run through some of those combinations for us?
Probably the one that I get asked for the most is the chocolate basil one, but without a doubt the most popular one would have to be the salted caramel. The red velvet, chocolate coma, although tonight the black prince seems to be going really well.
And if I was to walk into your shop, how many varieties would be available just on a, if I just randomly walked in tomorrow, how many?
Probably five, maybe six, depends on the, you know, the time of year and things like that. But yeah, I always do a little bit of testing in my retail outlet, so you're a big guinea pig.
Okay. Do you have a background as a pastry chef, and what's your background in...
No, I've been in hospitality for about 26 years. I have a Bachelor of Business in Catering and Hotel Management, but no pastry chef.
Which is really surprising, and does show you that you can be self-taught and put out an exceptional product. Because, I mean, there'd be some pastry chefs who would battle to put that product out with qualifications.
Thank you very much.
So what's the future hold for your product?
I think just keep trying to come up with new and exciting flavours until my palate gives out.
Also, you do other things from apart from Lamingtons, and what else is in your range?
I do work on a little bit of food intolerance friendly items like shortbreads and cakes and you know, different bits and pieces. One of the biggest things I get asked for all the time is the wagon wheel, the gluten-free wagon wheel. But I'm told it's better than the Weston's one.
That's really interesting because last week I interviewed Rowie Dillon and we were talking about the whole intolerance, food intolerance situation. So you're opening up boundaries for people who don't have to be put in a cage.
No, exactly. Yep. No. And I think, you know, the other thing is too, is I do have customers that come and, you know, might be recommended to me by, you know, someone of their friends, and then they turn up and they sort of like to throw a challenge at me. A couple of months back, I had a lady ask me if I could do a 5-layer ombre cake that was gluten and dairy-free.
Wow.
That was interesting. I'd never done one before, so I did it, and she loved it.
So people can come to you and have cakes commissioned?
Yes, they can.
Good.
Yeah.
All right, well, I noticed when I walked by your stall, you had a recommendation from one of my favourite people in the industry, Chef Adam Moore, and... And we've got some customers here giving a testament as we do this interview.
That is insanely good Lamington.
Well, there you go. You can, that's on the spot.
Thank you, ladies.
And as I came past the stall, I saw a recommendation from Adam Moore, who's got an exceptional palate and extremely experienced in the industry. And as soon as I saw his name, him putting his name to your product, I thought, well, I'll have to taste that.
He's a good man.
He is. All right. Thank you very much. And
thank you.
I wish you well. And... these Lamingtons getting devoured at an entirely quick rate, so I might have another one.
Get some more chocolate ones.
All right, thank you very much.